Good morning. Authorities in Marbella say they've ruled out terrorism as the motive for a driver ploughing a car into a sidewalk filled with outdoor restaurants and injuring at least 10 people yesterday. Whilst most of the injured were seen at a local hospital, two people had to be taken to a bigger facility in Malaga, including a woman with serious injuries. The car's driver, a 30-year-old Spanish man, was arrested on the spot. Online videos from the scene of the crash, one of the main thoroughfares in the city, showed ambulances and police officers whilst waiters cleaned up or assisted people on the ground moments after the car rammed into the pedestrian sidewalk. The incident took place in the mid-afternoon as the area was brimming with customers having lunch on the popular Miguel Cano Avenue. Seven British fugitives who are wanted for a range of unrelated offences, including the supply of firearms and Class A drugs, have been arrested in Spain. The men were caught in the space of 3 weeks owing to a joint operation between the UK's National Crime Agency and Spain's National Police. A 45-year-old man who was wanted in connection with a 40-kilogram cocaine conspiracy was arrested in Estepona in late June. In the early hours of July the 4th, a 27-year-old man was arrested on Marbella for allegedly causing wounding with intent. He was wanted by Greater Manchester Police. The two brothers, also wanted for allegedly supplying cocaine, were arrested the following day in Alicante. All suspects remain in custody, awaiting extradition proceedings. Police have arrested three young people after a British tourist in Puerto Banús was allegedly assaulted with pepper spray in a bungled attempt to steal his €10,000 Rolex watch. A witness to the attack alerted local police, who were quickly on the scene and found the 31-year-old British man in a state of distress. The victim explained that he'd been sprayed in the face by a trio of youths before they tried to unsuccessfully make off with his watch. Descriptions of the alleged attackers allowed the local police officers to quickly locate the offenders. The three were arrested and charged with robbery with violence and threats. And cash was ousted as the main means of payment during the pandemic for Spaniards, who instead opted to pay by debit card last year, according to a poll published yesterday by the Bank of Spain. In 2020, 54.1% preferred to use debit cards as their first choice payment, compared to 35.9% who opted to pay in cash. However, the use of cash rose to 37.5% in towns with less than 100,000 inhabitants. Bank of Spain said in its survey that the overall decline in the preference for cash had been showing a sustained trend since 2014, when almost 80% of respondents made it their first choice. However, cash is still the most used means of payment in younger and older age groups. The poll comes just a few days after the European Central Bank took a first step towards launching a digital version of the euro, part of a global drive to meet growing demand for electronic means of payment. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.